Football Frenzy and the Game of the Week is a Jackson Radio Works presentation and has been brought to you by ArtMade Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, The Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, Penn Chiropractic, County National Bank, Tri-County Water, Subway, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union, Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, and Precise Machine and Tool. Thanks for listening. We now return you to your regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Hey, it's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith. No, we're not going back to the regularly scheduled programming. We're here.
We are the regularly scheduled programming.
This is your regular Friday scheduled programming. I know the football fans are tuned in for the Football Frenzy. We're live at Northwest High School tonight, a rivalry game. Jason, I always love the rivalry games because the student section goes all out.
And yes, they do.
Tonight, Northwest has brought ketchup and mustard. There's a hot dog over there.
I'm pretty sure that there is a pink bunny. Of some sort.
So, and you can see across the sidelines the Western student section all decked out for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it's going to be a good night tonight here at Northwest High School. The weather is supposed to be good. It's the Hunger Bowl tonight, too. So they're collecting canned goods and donations to go to local food banks.
Absolutely. Very worthy cause there.
Yeah, good cause tonight. And we're hoping for a good game. The home field Northwest Mounties. 1-6 on the season so far. It's been rough. 0-6 in the league. They got their lone win in week one, a 16-14 win over Eaton Rapids, excuse me. And then they've lost six since. They did have a close one with Battle Creek Penfield, 58-50, which a high-scoring affair.
Yeah.
Which, when we saw Northwest last season, they looked like a team that has the ability. They run an offense where they can put up points. And we hope that that's what they do tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking for a competitive close game. We've seen Western once before in a loss, and it was a great game. Steel Fortress didn't play spectacularly at quarterback, but he didn't play poorly. He basically ran the offense the way you'd expect Steel Fortress to, and unfortunately the rest of the team couldn't come through. A wonderful performance nonetheless by the Panthers. Northwest is our first look at them. It's been a rough, long season for them, but as you mentioned, they can put some points on the board, so we'll be very interested to see how that plays out.
Yeah, we hope to see if they do. They're coming off a loss at Lumen Christi, 14-33 last week, and they're on a two-game losing streak at 4-3. They need to win the next two to secure their spot in the playoffs, so they've got a lot to play for tonight.
Absolutely.
And, of course, like we said, there is incentive for both teams because it's a rivalry game, and you want to beat your rivals, without a doubt. Lots of folks in attendance. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break here on the pregame. And we'll come back and set things up for the broadcast again. Western Panthers, Northwest Mounties, tonight's K105.3 Football Frenzy game.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center in Spring Arbor has four athletes competing for Team USA in Seoul, Korea this November.
Hi, this is Rhonda from Kettlebell Hotspot, and I would like to congratulate my athletes who are traveling to Seoul, Korea this November. Richard Morton, Joanne Warden, Barb Hutchison, and Marlena Klimkevich.
For details on the most amazing and effective workout you'll ever participate in, go to kettlebellhotspot.com or stop in and check out a class in the Spring Arbor Village Crossing. Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional strength begins. Stop in this month for $5 drop-in sessions.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
You're tuned into high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Team Oil, Jason Smith, ready to get things going here at Northwest. We got a few minutes before we get the kickoff. And let's see. I want to say thank you to Precise Machine and Tool. I don't believe they've been on one of our football broadcasts before, so we're glad to have them on board, Precise Machine and Tool. Make sure you stay tuned for the halftime report. Collins Brothers floor covering, and we're ready for a good game tonight, Jason. Again, like we mentioned, this has playoff implications for the Panthers. This is a game they need to get, and they're favorites in this one, but again, when the rivalry game comes to town, nobody gets comfortable because you never know. A little extra incentive for everybody to play their best game tonight.
Absolutely.
And it's a big crowd here. You can see the Western fans filling up the visitor stands, and here at the Northwest, big stands here, pretty full. And I want to say a shout-out, kudos to the Northwest Mountie Band. They were good when I went here for that year back in the day, and they're still as good as ever. And
top-notch.
Huge band, and they sound great. Yeah. And they put on a good show there for the pregame, and I look forward to the halftime, actually.
Absolutely. Played Build Me Up Buttercup. I was digging that a little bit.
And now we're getting a big introduction and some excitement from the crowds here as the teams take the field. Western runs out through a small tunnel of their cheerleaders, and look at that band and some fans lined up here for the Northwest Mountie team as they break through the banner. Just about ready to get things popped off here, and I am looking forward to a good night. Make sure you stay tuned to K105.3. We're going to have to determine still what game we're going to be at next week.
Yeah.
We're waiting to set up the crossover, and it's looking like maybe Michigan Center Reading, but we'll keep our eye out for all of that. So maybe during the broadcast we can give you an idea where we're going to be, but make sure you stay tuned to K105.3 and visit the website at K105.3.com for those details so you can come out for our football frenzy. And I believe that's the last opportunity
it is
to get signed up for the 2018 Chevy Equinox from Art Main.
Yeah, very cool ride. Very nice ride. Rear view camera. A nice, comfortable ride. Cushioned seats. And it will fit everything that you can put underneath a tent for a remote broadcast.
And I heard Mallory, actually, during the pregame there for the Football Frenzy, talking about a lot of voice-activated controls in there, which I don't have on my older vehicle. So looking forward to maybe having that as an opportunity. So let's take another 2 minutes here in the pregame. We'll come back with the kickoff on K105.3.
Precise Machine and Tool is proudly celebrating 38 years in business. Precise Machine and Tool is the leader in plastic extrusion tooling with tooling that is 100% manufactured here in Michigan. They offer in-house design capabilities for fixture and tooling needs that meet each customer's specifications. The design service provided reduces the customer's design demands, responsibility, and cost. Precise Machine and Tool is a proud supporter of Northwest Athletics and would like to wish the Northwest Mounties the best of luck as they take on the Western Panthers. Go Mounties!
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Boyle, Jason Smith, just about ready to get everything started up here at Northwest High School, the Mounties and the Western Panthers. Game I saw on the schedule I was kind of looking forward to, Jason. You just can't beat that rivalry feeling. So we get Napoleon and Columbia Central to start the season, and then we try to get as many – I always try to find as many rivalry games as we can on the schedule, and this is one of those. It's just great. You know, there's a genuine dislike between the student bodies in an athletic, competitive way. Because at the same time, I think they can cooperate and, you know, get together and be friendly really easy too. So it's the best feeling of a rivalry where it's not callous or mean. It's just fun.
And I think back, you know, to my wrestling days, I know we were pretty close with the East Jackson and the Napoleon wrestling teams, but when we hit the mats, it was, you know, may the best man win.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the football teams, and as Western gets set to kick off here to Northwest, and I'm looking forward to it.
That kicks up, and that's going to get down to the 15. Fielded cleanly, turning it up to the right side of the field. Now he turns up field, almost broke through the line. He's going to get up to the 30, maybe even the 31 before brought down. Now give us a little leeway tonight on designating who's carrying the ball, because both teams have a jersey situation that is not ideal for picking out numbers from a distance. I believe that was Brandon Bostwick on the return. We might rely on the press box announcer a little bit too tonight, because Northwest has some black jerseys with red outlines of numbers, but it's so dark, it's difficult to see. On first down out of the shotgun, a swing pass to the running backs dropped, incomplete.
And that was nearly a backwards pass there, and you saw the Western Panthers try to pick up the football and try to take off with it, but ruled forward just by a little bit there, and an incomplete pass.
Ryan Crowley quarterbacking for Northwest out of the shotgun again. He's got two backs. This is going to be a QB keeper design run play. He's got a little bit of room, so on second down, he's going to get about 5 yards and set up a third down, a manageable 5-yard situation for the Mounties on their first possession tonight.
And that is Landon Raskowski making the tackle for Western. Was able to pick him out there, number 50, the sophomore linebacker for Western.
It's kind of a little offset pistol formation here for Northwestern. Now they shift and nearly got a flag. The referee puts it away. Nice shift by Northwest, rolling out to pass. Now he's got some pressure, escaping, got a man on the sideline, and it's out of bounds, incomplete. So that'll bring up fourth down and about 5 for the Mounties. And we do have a flag in the backfield.
Yeah, usually back in that area, it's either a block in the back or a hold. Maybe a roughing the passer, but
I was say maybe there was a little extracurricular contact following the throw, because I don't remember seeing any Northwest blockers back there, just straight up pursuit from the Panthers, but it will be a hold against Northwest, and the Panthers will decline.
Smart play. That's going to bring up fourth down and long for them. You know, fourth and what are they giving them? About 5-6 there. And the punt team will come on. We'll get Nate Burke back deep. And the snap goes high.
Goes awry. He's going to be able to pick it up and punt it away, but not get much distance on it. It's going to bounce at the 45 and go out of bounds at the 47. So Western will take over Northwest territory, first and 10. 47-yard line. Steel Fortress will bring the offense out of the field.
Trying to move a little bit quick there was Northwest, and maybe trying to catch a few Western Panthers on their heels. Just couldn't quite get it done, and the snap went high, and everything broke loose from there.
11:04 to go, first quarter. Double zeros on the scoreboard. We're just underway here. If you're joining us in the K105.3 Football Frenzy, of course, our game also broadcasts around the world at K105.3.com. Fortress in a shotgun. He's got one back there with him. In motion. Fakes the give. A lot of room to run for Fortress, and he bursts through the line, and he's into the secondary. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown. Steal Fortress on first down for Western, and
doesn't look like there's any flags. No flags. So that is a touchdown. 48 yards.
Javon Lewis went in motion, and an excellent fake by Fortress, I think, froze the linebackers long enough to clear the way for him to burst through. He broke a couple tackles along the way, but really no real danger of being tackled on that play.
And this game is moving quick for us.
And the extra point is up, and it's good. 7-0, the Western Panthers off to a quick start here. We'll take a 30-second break, back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Cuccia, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christi. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 7-0 Western Panthers. One play, one touchdown, Steel Fortress. Did most of the work there. Well blocked play, and just Northwest was caught out of position. Kickoff coming up, and it's in the air. End over end. Comes down at about the 6. It's out of bounds. And did he touch it? They're spotted
at
the 6.
I guess they're gonna say that somebody touched it.
Yeah, it looks like that receiver tried to catch it over there by the sideline. If he hadn't, it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that's
and they get the penalty flag out.
Right. So,
just a mistake there.
Yeah.
Again, I mentioned the difficulty in seeing the jerseys. So Northwest has all black jerseys with red numbers, but it's just the outline of the number. So the inside of the number is still black, difficult to see. And then Western's wearing all white. With gold numbers and with a little bit of a bright light on them, they're indistinguishable.
Very difficult.
And now they're far away in their own end zone. Crowley fakes it to a one runner, gives it to the other, and he's rumbling ahead, so they're able to get a few yards here on first down. And they're going to give that carry to...
That was Tyler Pape on the tackle.
I can't quite see. That's why I didn't want to make an excuse, but from where they are, I can't really see who carried the football. Out of the shotgun now for Crowley. And he's going to keep it. And he's able to fight ahead for maybe another yard. Not much, though. It's going to bring up third down and, again, about 4 or 5 yards.
And thankfully for you, all of these plays have been QB keepers, made it a lot easier.
Right, I just know who's got it if he keeps it. So let's call it third down and 3 for Northwest. So they've been able to move the ball on first down on both possessions. Third down's where they're going to need to make something happen. And now they get a false start penalty, illegal procedure.
Yep.
And move it back, and they'll have to try again, this time from 8 yards away.
Took off just a little bit early there, the tight end, on the right-hand side of the formation there.
5 yard penalty, third down.
Third down and 8, and Northwest comes up to the line. Kind of a tight formation. Pistol. And now they send 3 guys in motion. Strong side right. Pitch it out to the running back. He's got a little bit of room. Cuts it upfield. He's going to get the first down. He's
got
at the 20.
Block.
Getting to the 30. It's a foot race at the 40. And taken down just over the 50-yard line. But that is a big, big run on third down for Northwest. Courtesy of Elijah Eatman.
Yeah, and Elijah got a couple of really good blocks there. Broke him free, and he was able to get around the edge and take off down to... They're going to spot him at the 47-yard line where Nate Burke was finally able to bring him down there.
Yeah, just what I was talking about in the pregame, Jason, it's a fun offense to watch.
Yeah.
There's a lot of creativity. You know, sometimes you see an offense run similar play over and over, and if they can force their will on you, they will. But in this case, Northwest can trick you. They can outrun you. And on that play, Eatman can run through guys.
Long throw.
On the first down, he's going
deep.
He's got a man behind everybody. The receiver was looking over the right shoulder, and the ball went over the left shoulder, and he couldn't adjust. He was open, though, and Crowley definitely has the arm. he gunned that down the field.
Yeah, and that's Ryan Crowley with the fantastic throw. Put it where only his receiver could get it, right over the left shoulder. Unfortunately, the receiver just turned the wrong way and couldn't quite bring it in, but he had at least three or four steps on the defender there, so good job.
Second down and 10 here for the Mounties from the Western 47-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Crowley will pitch it out to Eatman. He's got a little bit of room up the right side, turns it upfield. He's going to rumble through the line. He's going to be close to a first down, depending on the spot. The Mounties might just move the chains again with a pitch out to the right, and that's their best play today. Eatman looks like a load to take down on the field.
That tackle by Ray Cole on the offensive line, and we're going to get an official timeout here.
Stop the clock and determine whether or not this is a first down. Jason, you're a little further to that direction than I am. Yes. How does that look to you compared to that chain?
It is very close, but maybe an inch and a half short.
Okay.
They're very close.
That's why I checked, because from my angle, it looks like it's a first down, clearly. Yeah. But they'll walk the chains out, and we'll get an official measurement here. With 9:06 to go first quarter, 7-0 Panthers on the K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by Art Main Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms. And we got Scott and Mallory both going to be out at Meckley's tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
From 11 to 1. So part in the morning, part in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Some of those cinnamon sugar donuts and
yes.
Cider.
The cider. Last time I was out at
Jeez,
Meckley's.
Jason. Did you see his signal?
Yes.
You couldn't have been more precise. I'm going to rely on you for that stuff. You said about an inch and a half, and that was virtually exactly what the difference was there. So to be a third down and short here for Northwest.
Last time I was out at Meckley's, went to the corn maze, got poured on, a little bit of rain showed
up.
Nice. Was lost in the maze, and I kind of cheated a little bit, found some tire tracks, and just kind of followed those out.
Tight formation for Mounties, and we got some movement on the line.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot of laundry on that one.
A little over-anxious to get that inch and a half for the first down, and now they're going to force themselves into a third down and five situation. So a couple penalties early on hindering the Mounties so far.
5-yard penalty, still third down.
Clock will start up here, and Crowley in a shotgun. He's got one back to his right and one behind him. It's Eatman. They fake the pitch. He's going to roll out to throw. Nobody there. He's got a man downfield. It's up high. Fortress nearly comes up with the interception. He tries to one-hand it, bobbles just enough, and that'll be incomplete, fourth down for the Mounties.
Yeah, good pass deflection there, and that's where that basketball skill comes in for Fortress. He was able to leap up there and almost like a rebound kind of just tip it and keep tipping it, and hopefully he would come down with it and just couldn't quite reel it in, just out of his reach.
And he's just like you said on the basketball court, he's got those great feet and hands. That's like he was posting up and somebody threw the pass a little bit high. He almost came down with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get another stoppage here. It's going to be a timeout for the Mounties. So 8:48 to go first quarter, trailing by 7. The Mounties will talk it over for the fourth down play. We'll take a one-minute break here on K105.3.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from West Winds Church.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the fourth down play out of the shotgun. Crowley up the right sideline. The pass is incomplete, but we got a penalty flag, and it looks like it's going to be pass interference against the Western defender. Pretty good coverage, but he was using that off arm to kind of force the receiver away from the football. So Northwest will get a first down and keep the chains moving here. So a penalty working in their favor on the drive now instead of working against them as they have so far.
Yeah, that's a good break for Northwest if they want to stay in this game.
So they'll walk off the penalty, and all the Northwest players watching the sideline for the next play. First and 10 for the Mounties from the 27-yard line. So they come out with three backs, still in a shotgun, two wide receivers for Crowley. Takes the snap, hands it off. The first down play, he's hit in the backfield, but he's going to fall ahead. He's probably got 2 yards on the carry, and that is Corin Sherrar. Second down and 7 for Northwest from their own, from the Western 25-yard line.
That tackle by senior captain Jimmy Anderson for Western.
Shotgun again for Crowley with two wide to his left. He'll pitch it out to Eatman. He's going to try to cut it back in, and a bunch of Panthers able to make the stop. And he'll get no gain on that one. Bring up third and long here. Call it 8 yards for Northwest. Wow, they're going to push that all the way back to the 28-yard line. 27 and a half, let's say. So almost 10 full yards on the third down play here for the Mounties.
Third down for Northwest.
Yeah, and it looks like they've got that pitch pretty well snuffed out now.
Four wide for Crowley with Eatman in the backfield. They go to a quick pass to the receiver, and he's got some room. He's going to cut upfield. He's got the first down. Now he's looking to take to the house. No, tripped up from behind at the 10. But the Mounties move the chains and keep the drive alive on a big pass play.
Pass complete to Sherrar.
And I cannot pick out that number. I'm going to say Griffin Stern.
No, that was... hang on one moment. I've got it here. Oh, Corin Sherrar, number 24.
Sounds good to me.
On the little quick pitch.
You already proved your eyes are better than mine.
Well, I just tonight. Was listening to the PA announcer. That's all. Garrett played on the tackle for Western.
I absolutely could not see that number for the life of me.
I was so focused on the defensive side of the football.
And we'll get another timeout from Northwest. That's a couple of them they've burned on this drive, recognizing that it's vital to keep this drive alive and get it into the end zone. Big play calling opportunities here for the Mounties. We'll keep it on the broadcast here with 7:02 to go first quarter. Northwest driving. Say thank you to a couple sponsors like Penn Chiropractic Center. Jason, you ever got any chiropractic care?
Oh, no, but I desperately need to. I am in desperate need of some chiropractic work. So, Dr. Penn, if you're listening, I bet I'm 5'4", but the way my posture and my back is, I don't stand that tall. So, I think I need Dr. Penn to straighten me out a little bit.
I think we could all benefit from a little care. Penn Chiropractic Center.
I've heard nothing but good things about Dr. Penn.
I'm in the exact same ballpark as you on that one. Everybody says the best about Dr. Penn. Big first down play for Northwest, and it's a sweet play. Not a lot of room to run on the right sweep. So we'll call it second down and 9.
Garrett Plate with another tackle coming up from that linebacker spot.
Bailey Bostwick with a carry.
And they're saying Bailey Bostwick carried the football. I have to get some
who are we to argue?
Some binoculars up here to.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put in for that. Requisition a pair.
There you go.
For the future. Out of the shotgun now again for Crowley. Looks like the gives to Eatman.
Keeper.
No, he keeps it up the right side.
Almost.
He's tackled just inside the 10, but there's a flag down. It looks like it might be a hold.
Almost was able to break that free, but as you said, penalty flag down.
And that is a hold against Northwest. The second and 9 will be second and 14. with 6:16 to go. Fun part about watching this Northwest offense is you always feel like most, not always, but a lot of the plays they run feel like they could go for a big score every time.
Yeah.
You're just waiting to see if they're going to break that one tackle or block that one guy that they need to free it up.
Yeah, that innovative offense that they run, it keeps the defense guessing.
This time the give does go to Eamon, and he's up the left side. He's got some room up the edge. If he can turn it upfield, pull down, nice tackle. He's down at the 5. So he's shy of the first down in the end zone, but definitely puts Northwest in better position.
Yeah, that's a much more manageable third down there. Nate Burke with the stop. Saved the touchdown there, really, for Western.
Noticing a lot of times you're calling Nate Burke's name on the defense here. Yeah. Maybe putting himself in that position for potentially becoming our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game tonight.
That's right.
Steel Fortress already put his stamp on the award, too, so we'll see. Keeping an eye on that. Make sure you stay tuned following the game for the naming of our Subway Player of the Game. Shotgun again here for Northwest. Big third down. They do have room technically to get a first down, but it's right by the goal line. Eatman takes the carry into the pile.
Another flag.
He's going to be stopped shy of the end zone and the first down marker, but like you said, Jason, we'll wait and see where the flag goes, and I think I saw one of the officials signal a hold. We can talk it over a little bit here.
And holding is really a penalty that you could call on every single down. And, I mean, just because you could doesn't mean you should. But sometimes they kind of let some of the more minor holding calls go. So usually if you see a holding penalty called, it's fairly egregious.
And flags,
false start. Legal procedure penalty.
The official comes over to explain it to Northwest head coach Adam Grabowskis.
Ball spotted at the 11, third down.
I know they were excited when he came.
Yes.
Program has had a lot of success in other places around the state, so obviously still early in his tenure and lots to do to bring this Northwest program along, but so far it's been a lot of fun to watch. Shotgun for Crowley rolling out now. Looking downfield, nobody there. Now comes the pressure. Tries to throw it away, and that's going to get him an intentional grounding. Crowley's saying he had a receiver in the vicinity.
Pass incomplete. Penalty play on the play.
Now another official confab.
Yeah, and he definitely had a couple of eligible receivers in front of him. The question is, you know,
were any of them close enough?
Were any of them close enough? Exactly. So
he had some time. Nobody got open. They're picking the flag up.
Yeah,
he was right. Crowley vindicated. Yep. He had some time to survey the field, Jason. Nobody was open, and then it was like his blocks failed him, and immediately there were two Panthers in his face. So. Heads up play by Crowley.
That's probably a situation where Crowley's got a strong enough arm where you just bomb that ball out of the back of the end zone. You put somebody right on that goal line at the back of the end zone and just let him throw it 15 yards past him.
Fourth down, and they're going for it here. Fourth and about 12.
Blitz coming.
He's still got some time. Now he's trying to escape. Turns it back the other way. Now he'll throw it, Jason, out of the end zone. Yep. Incomplete, and turnover on downs for the Mounties. There is a flag, however, on the field, so we'll wait and see what that one consists of.
That is behind the line of scrimmage, yet in front of the play, so likely a hold.
Yep. And
they'll legal block.
Decline that, right, with the turnover on downs, yeah. So the Mounties fail to put points on the board, but eat a lot of clock. 4:38 to go first quarter, and Western will take over on their own 10-yard line. So they've got them backed up.
Yeah, and not a bad plan there if you're Northwest. If you don't have the faith in your kicker, that's a, what is that, about a 24, 25-yard field goal attempt there with the end zone and the hold. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have your faith, if you don't have faith in the kicker to hit that on a consistent basis, you go for it. I mean, at worst, you're going to be sticking Western with some rough field position here.
Western spreads it out. Runner reverse. Steel Fortress out there trying to lead the charge on the block and can't get the man. A nice defensive play by Northwest to keep that from breaking loose, because there really was only one defender there that they had to beat, and they didn't beat him. Ben Ferris making the tackle. Ben Ferris on the carry. Jeez.
And that is Karan Sharar with the tackle for Northwest.
Kudos to you. Did you see his jersey or did you hear the PA guy?
I heard the PA guy.
We use all of our tools.
That's right. That's
for live sports broadcast.
We're not the best in the business for nothing, Steve.
Eyes and ears. I think you could have stopped that saying just we're not the best in the business and left it at that. Steel Fortress on second down is going to get most of the what they needed to get to the first down marker, but not quite there. They do now. My mistake. They signal the first down and move the chains.
Okay.
Put him at the 22-yard line.
Kevin Miller on the tackle there for the Mounties. So they're able to move the football pretty well. They've run three plays, picked up 58 yards total offense. Steel Fortress has, I believe, about 55 of that.
He's in the shotgun now. Bunch of guys in motion. He does hand it off up the middle. Northwest does a good job to pull him down, but not before he gets 3 yards.
That's Boyd Culver with the tackle. Didn't need the PA guy for that one.
Wyatt Heavey on the carry, and I saw that number too. They're right in that hot spot where we can kind of see everything right now. If the whole game would just take place right in this part of the field, we'd be good to go.
Or like maybe some of that reflective tape on the numbers or something. So
maybe at the half we can talk them into that.
Yeah. Safety orange or safety yellow.
Out of the shotgun now again. And this time they give it to the motion player, but he is brought down. He's going to Lewis three on the play. And that was Javon Lewis, your slot receiver for the Panthers, in motion on that play.
Gavin Coons on the stop there. Coons, 5'6", 180-pound linebacker, laying the lumber there on that play.
And, you know, we see Michigan Center do a lot of this because they have one back there, but with those two slot guys, they're almost wing players, just out a little wider, and they're constantly in motion running across the front of the play. They can hand it off, give Steele a lot of options. This time,
good catch.
He hits the receiver on a slant throw, nice and low. He goes down to get it, and that's a first down for Western, and I've got Nick Ferris on the catch.
That was a great catch there.
A lot of mustard on that football on the throw, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Fortress really, he put it where only that receiver was going to get it. And Burke did a good job there to reel that one in.
This time, Steele's going to keep it up the middle. He's got room again, just like he scored on in the first possession. He's got some room to run, one guy to beat, and he can't beat him. Nice tackle in the open field, but not before Fortress gets his team down to the red zone. Big play for Steele Fortress.
Yeah, huge run. Got a good block in the seam there and was long gone. He was in the third level before most of those guys got turned around.
And that's, you know, that's the basis of spreading those defenders out like that. You don't have as many of them to beat if you can get through that line. You're into the secondary and you're ready to go. In this case, Fortress throwing.
He's got an
open man, but he threw in the interception. What a great defensive shift by the back. That player, that receiver was open. Fortress decided to lob it.
Yeah.
If he had thrown it on the line,
he
sticks in his breadbasket. It's a touchdown. Instead, he floats it. The defender reacts. Intercepted in the end zone.
And that was
pull
Ryan
that out to the
Crowley
20.
With the pick.
Nice defensive play there by the quarterback. And now he'll have to head back out there. Toss it around.
Yeah, he read that play perfectly there.
Nice job by the Mountie defense there. Two wide receivers to the right for Crowley now, two in the backfield with him. And he's keeping it all the way. And he's going to get to about the 22. Just a couple yards on first down. Still 7-0, final minute 20 of the first quarter ticking away. An interesting quarter, to say the least. A lot of excitement. Steel Fortress with a big run and then an interception.
Yeah, you hate to see a drive end like that, especially in the end zone with an interception.
Yeah, it's just it feels like taking points right off the board. Out of the shotgun for Crowley now. And he's going to hand it off. Not a ton of room around the edge. He is going to get a couple yards. And that's going to make it about 3rd and 6 for Northwest.
Yeah, just couldn't quite get around the corner. Tyler Pape had that one sniffed out pretty well for Western.
Corin Sherrar on the carry. So third. He must have stepped out earlier than I saw, because we're going to call this 3rd and 7. Four wide receivers for Crowley now, and he's shown off a big gun so far. Now he's got to scramble a little bit. Lets it loose, and he's picked off. The return going on at the 30, now down to the 28. Tackled on the interception is Elijah Ebong. Big play, so exchanging interceptions, and we're kind of right back where we left off. 43 seconds on the first quarter clock, and Western will take over again at the 28-yard line in Northwest Mountie territory.
Yeah, and he had a man open there just a little bit late to pull the trigger, trying to evade the pressure, which he has been under pretty much all night tonight from the Western defense. And Ebong just kind of stepped right in front of that route and picked the ball off.
So Fortress back on the field.
Would not be surprised to see him throw the ball right here. He's that type of player.
Try to get some confidence back. Instead, he hands off to Lewis, and we'll get a flag on the play. Looks like it might be a false start. Yep. Make a 1st and 15.
And it was. They've been able to get away with that play a couple of times with the tailback lined up next to Fortress, taken off a little bit early, and this time they got caught. Still first down.
Clock running here, our final 36 seconds of the first quarter. Western looking to add to their 7-0 lead. Lewis in motion, and they give it to him. Bumps into some Mounties there, but he's going to get it back close to the original line of scrimmage, just a yard shy. Make it 2nd and 11. And it looks like we will get that 2nd and 11 play in the second quarter. We got 10 seconds. They're still in the huddle. Now they're running
hustle
up to the line. Are they going to try and get that off?
I think they are.
Wow, they got to the line fast. With 3 seconds, they take the play. Fortress keeps. He's tackled. He'll get about 2, and we'll make it 3rd and 8 for our first play of the second quarter. 7-0 Western leads Northwest. 1 minute break, and we're back with the second quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Jackson Public Schools has openings in their high-quality preschool program at no cost to you. Children who are 3 or 4 by December 1st can take advantage. Locations are at Bennett, Frost, Hunt, McCulloch, and Northeast Elementary Buildings. Jackson Public Schools provides nutritious meals, family support, health services, and family activities. Apply today and set the stage for their academic success. Space is limited. Call 517-784-4800 or 800-491-0004. JPS, where community comes together.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kucha, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christi. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443. Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here for Tri-County Water, and I've got Michigan Center leading Grass Lake 7-6 with 7 minutes to go in the first.
Conference implications on the line there.
And that's, again, that's the last update I had, so it's a little, probably a little old there, but it's the first thing we had. End of one, Columbia Central 7-0 leaders over Dundee. as we switch ends left to right on your radio dial. Steel Fortress keeps it on third and eight. He's going to get that first down, slides ahead, and he'll get it down to almost a 15 before he's dropped. First down for Western. Let's call it the 16-yard line.
And quick update here. Columbia leads Dundee 7-0 at the end of one. Western leads Northwest, obviously, 7-0. I'm going right through these, man. Hudson leads Onstead 14-0. Michigan Center in the second quarter 14-6 over Grass Lake. And Napoleon leads East Jackson 9-0 in the first.
This looks like those conference records are going to stay the same virtually across the Cascades, which would give Michigan Center the advantage, I believe.
Got a man.
Hand up, open man, and nobody checked him. And Luke French into the end zone for the Mounties. Touchdown on the pass up out of the slot, and it just looked like Northwest didn't have enough DBs back there.
Yeah.
So they had three guys covered, but one was still there, and Fortress didn't miss him. 13-0 Western. Extra point coming up. Innocencio. Kick is up. Looks good from here. The officials agree, and we've got a 14-0 Western Panther lead. 11:27 to go in the first half. 30-second break. We're back with the kickoff on K105.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
This is how we roll. You're tuned into high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 11:27 to go in the first half. Western, 14-0. Now, Northwest has been able to move the football a little bit. Just haven't been able to put points up on the board. It's been fun to watch, but the 14-0 lead is solid right now for Western, and big plays from Steel Fortress. Big difference maker. Here comes your kickoff. It's a nice high end over end kick fielded at the 5. He'll take it up to the left side, up to the 20. Turns it upfield at the 25. Through the line to the 30, down to the 32. He's wrapped up and taken down, and I've got Bailey Bostwick on the return.
And you are correct. Andrew Wells with the tackle by the kick team. Hey, look at that. The PA announcer agrees with us for a change.
We beat you to it, buddy.
Yeah.
Mounties to get on the field.
And that touchdown reception by Javon Lewis to correct our previous statement.
Oh, that is who?
Yes, that was Lewis.
Fine with that. Motion for the Mounties out of the shotgun. Pitch out to Eaton. He's got some room. Sneaks through the line, and then he's hit. Nice takedown. He'll get about one on the play. Eaton going on that right side pitch play. It's worked for him a couple times. Second down and 9, Northwest.
Heath Heavey with the tackle for the Panthers.
Mounties come up to the line. A little discussion going on in the backfield about the play.
Yeah, a little bit of formation confusion there.
Two wide left for Crowley with two backs in the shotgun. He's back to pass. He's going to have to run for his life a little bit. Going to the left, coming toward the out-of-bounds line. Now he'll have to turn it upfield.
Smart.
He's going to sneak about 2 yards and then pop out of bounds.
Yeah, smart play there.
Yeah. So they got him at the 46. That's going to be 3rd and 7 now for Northwest. Yeah, Jason, he kept looking downfield. So the defenders were still frozen there, kind of watching out that he might throw the ball away, and then he just tucks it and scoops those 2 yards and pops out of bounds, avoids a hit. Good coverage on the play by Western. Yeah. And good pursuit by the D-line.
At some point, your receivers have to break their route and come back to the quarterback, give him some kind of target.
He's back there to pass again. This time he's got some time. We got a flag, and oh, he hit the receiver right in the belly. He drops it, and it looks like we might get a hold against Eatman.
Yes.
Stayed back for pass protection.
Yeah, the offensive line finally held. One guy did get through, and that's where they hit the holding call, and that penalty is declined to bring up fourth down.
Fourth and seven, and looks like the punt team will emerge for the Mounties. Logan Young in the kick. He's back at the 20, steps up to the 25, puts the boot to it. It's a low liner, fielded at the 35, bobbled for a moment, but now looking to run, and what a big tackle.
Nice.
Strong hands on the play, got the jersey and was able to yank him down. And Western will take over, spotted at the 43 in their own territory. 10:07 to go first half, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Thank you to the Jackson YMCA.
Yeah.
Fine sponsors on this broadcast and most of our broadcasts all year long here for high school sports. Jackson YMCA. YMCA. Now, when I go down there and run on the track, I see a lot of local high school kids, basketball yeah. players, football players down there enjoying the gym, too. So, makes sense for the YMCA to support high school athletics. Hand off to Lewis on that play. Now he's got some room to run. He's going to turn on the afterburners into the Northwest territory, and he's going to battle his way close to the 35. It looks like he's going to get spotted out of bounds at the 36. Good blocking on the play. Freed up Lewis for a nice run up the right side. And they'll put it at the, 37-yard line.
Yes.
Just inside 10 minutes left in the half. First and 10 for the Panthers.
And that tackle by Harry Moore, the 5'11 senior.
In motion, they hand it off again, this time off tackle, and a lot of room there. Big tackle by the D-back. Dangerously close to a horse collar.
Yeah, and a face down. Mask.
Yeah.
He
was the last line of defense, though.
Yeah.
Ben Ferris on the carry.
And that tackle, he had him nearly horse collar, the back of the jersey there in the shoulder pad area, and then he grabbed the crown of the helmet
yeah.
to help bring him down. That was Ryan Crowley on the tackle.
Kind of looked like he would have gotten the horse collar if he could have reached it, but
yeah.
All he had was a jersey, and he yanked him down. Good stop. Fortress,
bubble screen.
The quick out pass. Bubble screen's the exact word for it there, Jason. He's not going to get a ton, but a little... 5-yard screen sets up another second down, a short play for the Panthers. On the catch, I see Evan Thompson.
Yes. Good eye.
Thank you. But, again, they're in that sweet spot for
That's
us.
That's right.
I'm lined up right about with the 42-yard line near midfield. Up here in the press box. Out of the shotgun for Fortress with three wide receivers to his left. He's going to run it into the line. Puts his head down and gets to the 7-yard line. Looks like he might have even gotten a little farther. They might put that all the way up. Yeah, they'll put
yeah,
that at 6.
So that'll bring up a first and goal after the tackle by Gavin Coons, the linebacker for the Mounties.
Four tries here for Western from the Mounties 6-yard line. Fortress in the shotgun. It's Ferris in motion, fakes the give, throws it out to Lewis, just a little bit out of reach of his hands, off the fingertips and not incomplete.
Yeah, that was just a bit high and outside for Lewis to try to handle. But Fortress had a good throw. He had him wide open, just couldn't quite reel him in.
And from up here, Jason, it looked like a weird angle to try and hit that receiver. So
yeah.
It was a nice job by Lewis to get turned around and get his hands up on the ball anyway. had he been able to reel it in, that's probably a touchdown. Wide receiver split way left for Fortress here on this play. Nearly tackled on the handoff. Battled his way into the end zone. Bouncing off of tackles the whole way. And that's Ferris with the carry and the score. Western into the end zone again. Let's make it 20-0 with 8:30 to go in the first half. Panthers pouring it on offensively. The extra point will make it 21-0. We'll see if Innocencio has got the leg. I don't know if we've seen him miss all year.
Not at all.
That one looks good from here.
Yes,
and
does.
From on the field, too. 8:30 to go, first half, 21-0. Western Panthers over Northwest, 30 seconds, and we're back with a kickoff on K105.3.
This past January, American One Credit Union gave back over $1 million to members who chose to finance local in 2016. We've decided to make 2017 bigger and better. This year, American One is giving back $1.5 million to members. That's 50% more back to members. Get your part of the $1.5 million when you finance a secured closed-end loan at American One anytime in 2017. Call any American One branch today and ask us for details.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, Northwest High School, the biggest press box
it's
in
deep.
The area. And it's deep, you're right.
It's very deep.
The window space is not as impressive as how deep this goes back. We got a lot of, I mean, if anybody wants to come join us, you're welcome.
Yeah.
We have the space.
It's like a almost like a suite up here. At like a minor league ballpark suite, kind of.
Now we just need some craft services up here with some food. And
yeah. So downstairs, if you're listening, we are right above the concession stand.
We are. So we are cursed to smell popcorn all day. Kickoff fielded at the 5, up to the 20. Looking to turn upfield. He'll get to the 24. Dragged down by the Panthers. Northwest to take over first and 10 in their own end. Call Bostwick for the return. They're getting some room to run, Northwest, and then I guess they're taking a really wide path, and I guess that's probably the way they draw it up. But I almost want to see just a burst of speed and into the line.
Yeah. Yeah, break through that wall and just try to find a seam up the middle somewhere. Quick update on the Napoleon East Jackson game. They are in the second quarter as well, and it is not looking good for EJ. It's 23-0 Napoleon.
Northwest with two wide receivers. One goes in motion. He'll take the handoff. Looks to turn it inside. It's going to get past the 25 to about the 27. And I can't see the number.
Well, we know Chandler
Mack.
Six
or eight? Bostwick.
Yeah, that's most likely Bailey Bostwick. He's been sort of their one of the primary backs they've used.
I'm very confident in that right now that it was Bostwick.
I will go with it, sir.
He's on the field on this play as well. Split left. Now he'll go in motion. And they fake the give to him. Crowley's going to keep it. He's bounces ahead to the 30. Brought down. It's going to bring up third down at about 4 for the Mounties. Watching the sideline, looking for the call.
Steel Fortress with the tackle there.
Third down for the Mounties.
Like watching the hand signals from the
coaching
staff.
I've seen the swim. Yeah, I'm waiting for the Batman.
They knew what it meant. Out of the shotgun, Crowley. Fake handoff and then misdirection. Give it to the sweep. He is going to get pushed out about 2 yards shy of the first down marker. Bring up a fourth down for Northwest. You know, that's not a bad spot, and that's going to look closer than I think, but they are going to still put him a yard shy.
Jamal Case threw me off, changing his number. On our program as number 9, he's actually number 80 on the field. As his mother likely says, number 9 on the field, number 80 in the program, and number 1 in my home. He's looked good.
I don't know. I think
she's
got a couple of kids.
Yeah.
1 and 1A.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're going to get a jump.
And some movement. So on the fourth down in a yard, Northwest with a mental lapse, and that's going to probably force a punt.
And a little bit of a flinch on the defensive side of the football, and it caused the offensive line to jump, and that's a no-no.
So we'll see the personnel shift. We'll get a punter onto the field. And the Panthers will send a couple guys back to receive.
And it's number 4 and 5 back there.
Evan Thompson, Nate Burke.
The usual suspects on the punt team.
It kicks away another low punt. Takes a Northwest bounce, and they'll let it die at the 38-yard line.
It was smart right there. You saw Burke. He was getting ready to scoop it up, and it wouldn't take one of those friendly bounces like you like to see that hit you in the breadbasket so you can just take off running. And he bailed on it and let it die. Smart play.
Now there's a flag on the play.
That's back by the line of scrimmage there. So we'll see what the call is here. Looks like it's
they're
coming
gonna go
back.
Again, they're going to go against the Panthers on the return. It's 5 yards at the end of the play. Oh, there he goes.
Make it 10?
10, yep.
Yeah,
he stopped sort
10.
Of abruptly.
15-yard penalty.
15?
Max Western up to the...
Let me see.
24.
I guess so. That's 15, Jason.
Yeah.
So anyway, Western will come out to the field with the offense from their own 29-yard line. 6:43 to go in the half. Stay tuned at halftime. We'll get the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment. Fortress back to pass. Showing off the gun. Plenty of time. And Lewis was open up the seam, and he is into Northwest territory. Javon Lewis having a big game so far for the Panthers.
Yeah.
I want to send a shout-out to one of our sponsors, and that is Precise Machine and Tool. And the owner is Paul Bolenbaugh, Jason, class of 1969, played tight end with hands of stone. That's my that's my preparation coming from our back room.
Nice. Our statistician then right on top of that one. But back in those days, though, I mean, tight ends, you didn't need them to catch the ball. They're like
the same,
Eric Ebron. I mean, he's an old-school tight end. You know, you
because
just...
he can't catch. Oh, I love it.
I
don't love
there.
That we
I'm
have
sorry.
An injury on the field right now. Well,
no.
I saw you being very harsh to Eric Ebron on Twitter. And you tweeted at him. You
I did.
Tagged him in it. He knew. He read it. You know
I'm
he
sure
did.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure I'm probably blocked by Eric Ebron.
Oh, you'd be one of the few people that Eric Ebron successfully blocked.
Yeah, right. Well, I was playing Madden, and the goal popped up, Eric Ebron, no drops. And I'm like, oh, I already failed that
failed
one.
Failed that
one. I didn't even try. But you know what, though?
I guess it depends on how precise that AI is.
Well, in all fairness to Eric Ebron in that game, he caught 2 touchdown passes. So.
I'm sure he's listening to the broadcast.
Yeah, well, you know.
Anyway, so. Thank you to Paul Bolenbaugh
yes.
for getting on board with Precise Machine and Tool. We're glad to have him sponsoring, supporting. And I'm assuming Northwest class of 1969. I guess he didn't say. Maybe Brian can update us.
Yeah.
Hand off to Lewis again. He sidesteps a blocker, gets past the first down marker, and twists his way down to about the 21. Lewis is having himself a game.
making a case for our Subway Player of the Game.
No doubt about that. 5:46 to go in the half. 21-0 Panthers ahead of the Mounties. Fortress in the shotgun. Four wideouts. Lewis goes in motion. Fakes to him, looking to pass. Now pressured out of the pocket. Fortress is going to run it up the left side. He's got some room. Cuts it back inside. Inside of the 10-yard line. Brought down at the 9. First down.
Yeah, another first down run by Fortress.
Western continues to move the chains.
So it's a very interesting spot. It's first and goal, but the ball, at least from my point of view, looks like it's set up on the wrong side of the 10 for it to be a first and goal situation.
But the nose of the football is on the line, so technically if the nose crossed the plane of the goal line, it'd be a touchdown.
And pass
another
interception.
First down, intercepted. There's a flag out there. We'll see what that goes for, but it was caught.
Penalty flag on the play.
We'll see what the call is here.
Holding against the Panthers. They'll decline that. And Northwest picks off Fortress again near the western end, or the end zone,
in
their
the
own
end
zone.
Yeah. Because they're bringing that out to the 20, so that'll be another interception in the end zone by Fortress.
Ball spotted at the 20 yard line. First and 10 for Northwest.
I did get confirmation, Jason. Paul Bolenbaugh, class of 1969 for Northwest.
There you go.
Supporting Northwest Athletics. Northwest Community Schools, one of our fine sponsors all year here on the Football Frenzy. They sponsor everything we do sports-wise, and that's
fantastic.
Why I love them.
Yes.
In motion, Northwest with a handoff. That punishing hit. That was great to watch. Eatman and Steel Fortress just lowered shoulders collided. Both went to the deck. I don't think either one got the better of the exchange. However, Eatman was taken down. Second and 3 for Northwest. Nice play on first down. Gives them a little. They can open up the playbook a little bit on the second and short play. Back to pass is Crowley. Pressured. He's got to pull it down and run. He's got some room. He's got one guy to beat. He's going to get to the first down sticks, and he'll skip it out of bounds.
Smart.
He gets to about the 33. Scampers out of bounds, and a nice play by Crowley to do two things, move the chains and stop the clock. With 4:27 to go in the half, Northwest is going to probably use most of this time in an attempt to get some points on the board before the half here at the Hunger Bowl in Northwest.
That's right. Yeah.
Fantastic rivalry game, and they're pretty much at capacity over there in those visiting Western bleachers.
Yeah, pretty close to it.
Standing room only remaining. QB option pitches it out to Eatman. He's going to get past the 40, tripped up, able to stay on his feet nearly to the 45 before he's brought down, and that's going to be good enough for another Northwest first down. 4:20 on our first half clock. 21-0 Panthers right now. Northwest trying to get into the end zone for their first time tonight. The offense been able to get some big plays on this drive.
Not a whole lot of empty spaces on this Northwest side either.
Out of the shotgun, Crowley passes out, and that's definitely sniffed out right away by the Western Panther defense. Pulled down back at the 40. He'll lose 4 yards on the play. Second down and 14. Boswick with the reception.
Loss of a couple.
Clock continues to tick away now. 3:35 in the half. Back to pass again. Crowley will keep it. He's going to get pulled down for a loss of about a half a yard.
Yeah,
Western, third down long.
Western read that option pretty well on that play, and Crowley saw an opening and saw that his tailback just didn't have the room to go. Good decision to keep it, get what he could out of the play.
Taken now toward 3 minutes, 14 yards on third down for the Mounties. Four wide for Crowley. Eatman is the back. He's back to pass. Nice completion, and that's going to get the first down. And that is Case. He's going to rumble ahead to about the Western 44-yard line. And the Mounties move the chains on a big third down play. Nice catch and run.
Yeah, I just almost had a baby bat fly in here just a second ago. Right in the middle of that play.
Jamal Case is a nice big receiver on the outside for Northwest.
Yeah.
Showed some good hands there and a nice run after catch. Pistol formation, and Crowley's back to pass again on first. Chase trying to set up a screen. He threw it too low for Eatman. It's incomplete. He didn't have a lot of room to run if he catches it anyway.
Yeah.
Western got keen to that screen pretty quickly.
Yeah, and it looks like just pressure came from everywhere, and so they were able to, the pressure was able to react to the tailback on the screen and still have extra bodies to go after Crowley.
Second and 10 for Northwest, still four wide. Pistol formation for Crowley, and he'll give it to Eatman. And he's hit immediately. He'll fall forward for a yard. But a nice defensive play.
Landon Raskowski, sophomore.
8 o'clock here on K105.3, WKHM-FM, Brooklyn, Jackson. This is the Football Frenzy Game of the Week. The Hunger Bowl, Western and Northwest. Fun rivalry game, and it's all Western in the scoreboard so far. 21-0. We're down under 2 minutes to go in the half. It's a 3rd-and-10 play for Northwest. They've converted a couple third downs on the drive. Fortress coming off the edge.
Got a man.
Got the pass away, and Bostwick was behind his man. Just so slightly out of his reach. He dives. Can't reel it in. Fourth down for the Mounties.
Great throw by Crowley, though. I mean, he showed off the arm there. Just slightly overthrown.
Fourth down for the Mounties. And it looks like the punt unit is on the field for Northwest with 1:49 to go, trailing 21-0. This is leading us up to the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. There's your snap.
Fake.
Now it looks like he's going to throw a fake punt. And he goes to Case. Case can't catch
flag
it,
on the
but
play.
That's going to get the pass interference call.
Yep. Yeah, he was all over him on that pass protection. There was Elijah Ebong trying to get another interception on this on that play.
So thanks to the penalty, the Mounties' drive continues. Minute 44 to go in this half, and Northwest marching.
That's the kind of good luck you need on a drive if you're going to score on this team. And Ebong just had an arm on the back of Case. Tried to come over the top to defend the play, but can't do that.
By no means an egregious pass interference penalty, just a little bit. A little bit too aggressive, a little bit too much contact, but actually overall very close to being a really nice defensive play. And I bet he's telling his coach that that's what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't commit a penalty. Here goes Crowley on first down, and looked like they had him stuck. He's able to twist his way ahead. He's going to get inside the 30, or excuse me, inside the 25
elusive
for Northwest. Second down and call 4.5. Crowley back to pass, looking for the end zone. He had Case. Case checked up his route and stopped. And that ball's going to go 5 yards over his head, but if he keeps running the route, he's jumping and trying to make a catch in the corner.
Yeah. Looked like he was trying to do a shake move, sort of like a stutter step.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe think it's a hook route or something, or an in. Any type of play there, but just couldn't quite turn it back on once he...
I say the throw got away a little bit quickly, so if he thought he was making a move, but what he really was doing was keeping himself from catching that football because Crowley got that away really quickly. He's going to hand it off on second down. Not a lot of room to run, but he's going to get close to a first down. I think we're going to have a third, a fourth down and 2 yards for Northwest at the 21.
I think if you're Northwest, you go for it here.
Clock's running. We're under a minute. The offense stays on the field. One wide receiver for the Mounties.
Fumbled
snap. Bad snap. Crowley picks it up. He's going to get pulled down, and that's a turnover on downs. Unfortunate that an error like that's going to cost him a shot at maybe putting some points up before the half. Clock stops with 45.2, and the Western Panthers defense bends but does not break. And the Panther offense will get back on the field. Thank you to Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms. I want to mention again, K105.3 crew is going to be out there tomorrow from 11 to 1 broadcasting live and having some fun, probably enjoying a little bit of the hard cider. They'll probably wait until afternoon.
We need to get Mallory lost in the maze.
Sounds fun.
She laughed at me last year.
Fortress with a pass on first down. Had a receiver, but it looks like he hopped out of bounds, and that'll be incomplete.
Couldn't quite get the feet down there.
So was Mallory was there when you got lost in the maze?
No, but when we told her the story, she laughed at us. So now
I laughed at you too. I mean, are you wishing that kind of? I've already been through the maze. It's probably different this year, I would expect, but I've been in and out of it. I did it all by myself too. Like I ditched my family, hoping they would get lost.
Just rub it in a little bit.
Yeah. No, it was easy. I don't even know what... No, I'm just kidding. It was tough for a minute.
Yeah.
Out of the shotgun, Steel Fortress.
Have you do it in the pouring rain.
I did not have that disadvantage to work with. Slant pass on second and long. It's the first down for the Panthers. And that one's caught by Elijah Ebong. With 33.2, they stop the clock to move the chains. Football spotted, clock starts. Fortress takes the shotgun snap, and we'll get a timeout from the Northwest Mounties. 21-0 Western leads, 31.1 on the clock. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Say a couple more thank yous. I wanted to mention Northwest Community Schools again. I mentioned they've been a sponsor along with us all year long. This is our first chance to see them live, but I love to come out to the school for a couple reasons that we mentioned early on, Jason. Yeah. The band is always awesome.
Yes.
Their cheerleading crew is as solid as anyone we've seen all year. And again, the rivalry here tonight is very cool to see the students really participate in and be into the game.
For sure. And Northwest has been really committed to improving not just here at the high school with the new gym and all of the new amenities here, but really the district as a whole has come a long way in the last handful of years, and it's been really a great thing to see. I know when my cousin went here about 10, 15 years ago or so, it was a completely different looking campus than it is now, and it's all for the better.
Brand new elementary school over in Lansing, Evan.
Beautiful building.
My wife is a graduate. She's very proud to come back here and check out the school. And out of the timeout, nice play by Western. They're going to get about 14 on the play. First down at the Mountie 42. Now 24.4 seconds. They'll move the chains. The clock will stop long enough for them to set up. And now I think we've got a timeout on the field.
Yes, we have a timeout. Western just their first, so they still have two timeouts the ability to spike the football and to go 42 yards.
Clearly they believe they can get into the end zone one more time, and they've got the firepower to do so. Javon Lewis having himself quite a half. Steel Fortress has been picked off twice, which is interesting, but it hasn't hurt the Panthers too much. 21-0 they lead with 24 seconds to go before the half.
That hasn't stopped him from throwing the football either, and he's thrown it into traffic a couple of times as well.
Another sponsor, I want to thank County National Bank. They've been on board all year.
Yes.
That whole crew, great community bank.
Yes.
You get all the amenities of a big national bank, but you get that small town
local feel.
Service. Yeah, you get that. You know the people.
Absolutely.
And they're part of the community. That's great to see. Out of the shotgun for Fortress now. Quick pass. And that's on Ebong before he can even react. Excuse me. No, that is our other receiver there, Ben Ferris.
Yeah.
He barely saw it coming, but he was able to make the catch. Not a lot of room to run on the play. And with 18.2, Western will take another timeout. Second down and 11, but I think they're looking beyond that 11 yards, somewhere around 42 yards
to
the end zone.
Yeah, if you're Western, you probably cut that number in half on this play here. Get it down to probably the 20, somewhere in there, somewhere near the red zone.
Listen to Polka Time every Sunday morning with Polka Pat and Eddie Z.
Polka Pat.
Yeah.
Does the Polka Patrick does the announcements here for the Northwest Mounties, and he was just plugging his polka show.
Yeah.
Check it out, though. Polka
it's
Time.
Cool.
970
AM,
101.5 FM, Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Followed by Fiesta Alegre.
See.
With Juan.
Also a cool show.
Yeah. So, out of the timeout. Well run route and a great throw. Fortress put it right on his receiver. He has room to catch. Pick up some yards, as you mentioned, Jason. Just about cut that number in half. Not quite, but they definitely get a little bit closer. Still 13 and a half. Got a chance to run a good three, maybe even four plays if they're quick passes.
Yeah, they've got to use the sidelines to their advantage here. They still have one timeout left, but really I think getting to the line and spiking the football is not an option here anymore. You've got to use the sidelines to your advantage and take advantage of that one timeout.
Back to pass again, Fortress. Guns it downfield, and he's got a man, and they're going to tackle him in the middle of the field. And they'll take that last timeout. 6.1 on the clock.
And this is in Inocencio's range. We've seen him hit from here previously in the last game we saw Western play.
Spotted at the 12.
I think you've got time to run one play in the end zone.
Is that what you do? If it's your play call, you try to throw it in the end zone, and if it's incomplete, you think you hope to have a second left to kick it?
Yeah, I think you shoot for a post play here. You sort of clear the middle of the field for one receiver to get over there, and you focus the rest of your receivers taking the attention away from the one post route receiver. And from there, you make sure that Steel Fortress knows it either hits the receiver in the hands or it goes through the uprights. And then from there, I think you probably have a second or two and you're able to kick a field goal.
And plenty of delectable refreshments.
So the Mounties set up the defense for the final. They put a couple seconds back on the clock too, Jason, 7.5. So that's plenty of time for you to take a shot at the end zone.
Looks like Northwest going nickel with five defensive backs.
Fortress takes the snap, back to pass, looking left, slant.
There it is.
Slant route right into the end zone. It's caught, and he's going to score, and we get a flag in at the end of the play, and I think it's going to be a late hit, maybe.
Either that or helmet to helmet. They hit pretty hard.
2.1 on the clock. We'll assess the flag here, but it looks like 6 points for Western with an extra point coming. It's a personal foul, and it's helmet to helmet, Jason. You called it. That'll go against the Mounties. The touchdown is good. 27-0, Western utilizes every moment of the clock on that last drive, get into the end zone. We'll take a comfortable lead into the half.
And if anybody's looking for a head coach, I am available because I called that play. I just want everybody to know.
Yeah, the post route, he cut it in as if they were listening to the broadcast, and they said, that's a good idea.
Thank you.
And Steel Fortress put it right on the numbers.
Yes,
well thrown pass. After throwing a couple picks in the first half, that one was no danger of being intercepted. He put it right where it needed to be. So 2.1 showing on our clock, 28-0. We'll keep it here as we prepare for the kickoff. Western probably going to keep this one low, limit any return, and try to get into the half with this 28-0 lead. We'll take a look during the halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We'll get the out-of-town scoreboard with Tri-County Water. And our Denny's On Demand statistics, which I've got one in mind to highlight, and we'll check you out, Jason, with what you got.
Yeah,
what the tallies that you've got over there.
Indeed.
So they'll assess that penalty against Northwest here on the kick, and that's going to get it teed up from the Northwest 45-yard line. And Inocencio's got a boot. This is going out of the end zone, I think.
Yeah, Inocencio is probably one of the better kickers we've seen. Him and the kicker from Michigan Center are probably two of the best.
And he is going to hammer
it.
It's going to get...
They don't even move.
Shy of the uprights, out of the back of the end zone. So that 2.1, Northwest will get to run something. I hope they go out with some trickery. I'd like to see a hook and ladder.
Oh, wow. Old school. There you go. You know, I've always been fond of the quarterback walking away from the center. The old school mean machine play. I don't know what they're doing. Snap it to the tailback, let him throw the ball. Down to the quarterback. What did we call that back in the transcontinental play? Running back to the quarterback. Quarterback throws the ball from the wide receiver spot.
Paul Cruz.
That's right.
Squad. Looks like just a regular pass right now for Crowley, and he's going to leave it a little short for Case, but he was under pressure. Incomplete pass will run out the clock on the first half. 28-0 our halftime score. The Western Panthers comfortably in front of the Northwest Mounties here at the Hunger Bowl. Northwest Community Schools. You know, at the half, I want to send a shout out to my friends. I keep getting to bump into them at the football frenzy. I bumped into them at a couple of other charity events, and that is our Miss Jackson County Rose Queen Emily Downs and our Miss Jackson County Teen USA Claire Kennedy Brown.
Yes.
Claire is super nice to me, and I always pretend like I don't remember their names. But they're super nice to me, and they're really fun. So shout out to them on the broadcast because I think they enjoy it.
Wonderful young ladies.
So we'll get some time here to tally up some figures. We'll take a 2-minute break on the halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We'll be back with your out of town scoreboard and your Denny's on demand statistics. 28-0 Western in front of Northwest here at Northwest with K105.3.
The perfect floor starts at Collins Brothers Floor Covering, your locally owned Abbey Carpet and Floor Showroom. Expert assistance, incredible selection, professional installation. It's right here in your neighborhood, and the October flooring sale is on now at Collins Brothers. Prices are reduced on waterproof plank flooring. Plus, get free standard installation on all carpets with padding. Buy before November 1st and save big. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on West Pearl in downtown Jackson, or call 517-782-0
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays, with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Before you turn your furnace on for the cold season, make sure it's in tip-top shape and ready to go with Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More. Get your furnace clean, tuned up, and feel confident that it's safe for the season. Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More ensures that your furnace is safe and running efficiently, starting at just $89. If you're a Consumers or Semco Energy customer, you'll receive a $50 rebate. Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More. Call Roger or Tina to get on the schedule today. 795-2933. 795-2933.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, glad to be with you here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy Halftime Report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And I'm going to be probably utilizing little Collins Brothers Floor Covering soon. We new house, and my wife wants all new floors everywhere, so I can't recommend Collins Brothers Floor Covering enough, and we appreciate their support of high school football on our halftime report. I'd love to start with the Denny's On Demand halftime stats, and Jason, the one I'm going to highlight was the Steel Fortress, two interceptions, and both of them happened on the goal line or in the end zone, so our 28-0 score could easily be a little bit higher, but Northwest has made a couple of big plays there. They've been able to move the ball on offense, too, but again, I described it as bend and don't break. It's often said, but in this case, that's exactly what the Western defense has done. They've given up a few big plays, and they've really been on their heels a couple times, but always seem to come up with a big play, or Northwest gets a big penalty to stop the momentum. So my stat of the game is the two interceptions that thrown by Steel Fortress. So far, though, it has not been too big of a detriment to Western. They lead 28-0. What other numbers you got for me?
My number actually is three, and that's the number of touchdowns that Steel Fortress is responsible for in this one. Fortress had a 16-yard pass to Lewis and then a 12-yard touchdown pass to Burke, so two through the air, so he's negated those two interceptions. He also had a 48-yard run to start out the offensive thrill ride that is Western. Their very first play from scrimmage in this game offensively turns into a touchdown run for Steel Fortress. Also had a 6-yard touchdown run by Ferris mixed in there to give them the 28-0 lead. So it'll be interesting to see what adjustments they make with Steel if they continue to let him throw the football around the yard and what success or failure comes from that.
It's been a fun game to watch. It's as one-sided as the scoring has been. It hasn't felt that way watching. Northwest has had the ball for plenty of time, and they just haven't been able to put points up on the board. So it's been fun to watch. Steel Fortress is always fun to watch. This might be two of the best throwing quarterbacks that we've seen on the same field at the same time. We know Steel Fortress has an arm. Crowley has shown off his deep ball a couple times today as well. So there's your Denny's On Demand halftime statistics. With new Denny's On Demand online ordering, you can enjoy your Denny's wherever you want. New Denny's On Demand online ordering, whatever, whenever, and now, wherever. Order now at Denny's.com.
Denny's is on the way home, Steve.
It is.
I'm just saying.
That might have to happen tonight. I'm feeling a little bit hungry, even though I did have some nice nacho chips and cheese from the concession stand here at Northwest.
Yeah.
I got an out-of-town score update, and then I'll turn it over to you for Tri-County Water. Jackson High 35, Eastern 12, and not quite at the halftime with that score. So a lot of scoring happening at Withington tonight. That's our WKHM game, Newsock 970 AM, 101.5 FM. What else? What other scores do you have over there?
Oh, I've got some interesting scores. Columbia Central leads Dundee at the half 21-0. Hudson leads Onsted 22-0 at the half. Napoleon well in hand on EJ, 30-6 at the half. Michigan Center, we mentioned early in the second quarter, was 14-6. Michigan Center, Grasslake has come back to tie that one up at 14 at the half. And midway through the first inning, the Yankees and the Astros are scoreless in a pivotal game. Oh, wait, no, that's game one
it's
of the ALCS.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's still pivotal.
It's still pivotal. That's right. Dallas Keuchel and Masahiro Tanaka on the mound for those two teams.
All right. That was a very thorough out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water.
Good research.
Delicious water that I drink on a daily basis.
So good.
It makes it makes the Water Boy make sense, the movie.
Yeah, you're drinking the wrong water.
If you're drinking the right water, it's delicious.
It is. It really, really is. That magic vial that he has at the end of the movie, without giving too much of the end of the movie away, I'm pretty sure that's where Tri-County gets their water. I'm almost positive.
We can feel safe on the spoiler alert for a movie that came out in the early 90s, right?
I don't know. It was a good decade, at least.
So we'll take 2 minutes here on the halftime. We'll get you the Michigan High School Athletic Association This Week in High School Sports segment. And then we'll be back here on the half. Again, that's for Collins Brothers Ford, covering 28-0. Northwest trailing Western. And I want to shout out real quick to Jimmy, Western alumni Jimmy Jenkins, listening on K105.3.
That's right.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Right now through October 23rd, join fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0500.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
The Beach Bar in Clark Lake, family owned and operated for over 75 years. Three generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup, using locally grown produce and the freshest ingredients possible. Visit BeachBarClarkLake.com and on Facebook. Open Wednesday through Sunday and now featuring daily food and drink specials. The Beach Bar, family owned and operated for over 70 years.
The perfect floor starts at Collins Brothers Floor Covering, your locally owned Abbey Carpet and Floor Showroom. Expert assistance, incredible selection, professional installation. It's right here in your neighborhood, and the October flooring sale is on now at Collins Brothers. Prices are reduced on waterproof plank flooring. Plus, get free standard installation on all carpets with padding. Buy before November 1st and save big. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on West Pearl in downtown Jackson, or call 517-782-0298.
Trojans ready for the tourney, getting started for free, and homecomings and hoaxes. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's regional tournament time this week in the Lower Peninsula in boys tennis and girls golf, and on the links, the Sturgis Trojans are ready for the postseason after winning another conference title last week. Mike Stiles of MHSAA Network affiliate WBET in Sturgis reports.
It's tough to win a championship in back-to-back years, but 3 years in a row, it's even more difficult. Just don't tell that to the Sturgis girls golf team, who last week captured their third straight Wolverine Conference championship. After going 8-0 on the season in the conference jamborees, the Lady Trojans shot 360 at Cheshire Hills Golf Club, 34 strokes better than host Allegan, who finished second at 394. In addition to seniors Katie Horn and Rachel Webb, freshman Carly Sanford and Riley Miller have made significant contributions to the team in 2017. Miller says the seniors have done a wonderful job in helping the new players to the team and keeping them loose and relaxed, but she says she still gets nervous when she steps up to the tee.
I do feel some pressure because I want to make sure that I help the team keep our reputation up.
Head coach Ken Shaw says that he wants those girls to always be ready when they get on the golf course, knowing teams are gunning for them.
There's a fine line between putting too much pressure on the girls and, you know, having them play too relaxed. Being a team sport coach, you know, old school, you know, I'm always trying to give them an edge.
Shaw says he's hoping that the Lady Trojans have a nice long postseason run in them. For This Week in High School Sports, I'm Mike Stiles.
Thanks, Mike. You can track all the tournament action at MHSAA.com. Our Sparrow Health Game balls this week go out to Nolan Fugate of Grand Rapids Catholic Central, who rushed for 477 yards, the fourth most in MHSCA history, in a wild 57-50 football win over Comstock Park last week. Fugate's performance overshadowed an MHSCA record-tying 18 pass receptions by Hunter Spence of Comstock Park. Our other game ball goes out to Rudyard's Sydney Zirup, who broke her own school record for blocks in volleyball in a match twice in 4 days last week. Choose the food-first mentality. Nutrient-rich foods provide all of the energy and nutrition your body needs for optimal performance. The bonus? Whole foods are cheaper than any sports supplements. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
We often get asked the question, exactly how much does it cost to become an official? The first step in the process includes registering with the MHSAA, which costs roughly $50. With this $50, an official gets rule books, case books, mechanics manuals, and over $1 million in liability insurance coverage. For anyone registering for the first time, the MHSAA waives that fee in the first year. With someone who's new to officiating, cost of purchasing a uniform, equipment, and attending some camps and clinics are going to be first-year expenditures, which is why that first year is free on the MHSAA.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The past few weeks have given us homecoming weekends at high schools across the state and across the country, replete with parades, marching bands, colorful floats, spirit competitions in the hallways and the pep rallies, and spirited competition on the athletic fields, all done up in a way that only high school sports can. Trust me, there will never be a 30, 40, and 50-year reunion for your travel whatever team. And last weekend, a message crossed my desk with information about a national championship that would be taking place soon in T-ball for 6 and under kids. That's right, plunk down your $450 and haul your hiney to Houston for a chance to be the best. They should have put a hashtag on that said maybe Barnum was right, or a soda, another sign of the apocalypse. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Make your tailgates delicious with Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Donuts, cider, and fresh baked pies are sure to please at any gathering. The cider is flowing and the donuts are hot. The cider barn is open at Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Everyone loves our fresh pressed cider, roasted almonds, and of course, fresh picked apples. Bring the whole family and get lost in our 5-acre maze with over 3 miles of twists and turns. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, located 1/2 mile north of US 12 on Jackson Road.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Right now through October 23rd, join fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at JacksonYMCA.org or call 782-0500.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Boyle, Jason Smith, coming to you live from Northwest High School. Ball team's back on the field, getting their stretches in. We're just a little over a minute away from our second half, 28-0 Western in the lead. A little score update from the Michigan Center Grass Lake game. 21-14. Michigan Center takes a 7-point advantage in the third. That game's got a lot of conference implications for the Cascades. Thanks again to Collins Brothers Floor Covering for our halftime coverage, and Tri-County Water and Denny's On Demand, Denny's.com.
Yeah, so now give Collins a call. Get some hardwood floors installed in your new house. Then you can literally eat pancakes off your floor.
Pancakes has turned into your thing. I think originally it was Moons Over Miami.
Yes, the Moons Over Miami. And I heard from Mark, our sales department head here.
He would know.
He said Denny's has one of the best burgers he's had in a long time.
Yeah.
When he was out there last week for one of their remotes at Denny's.
I have never had a bad meal at Denny's. They have a menu that is exactly in my wheelhouse of foods I like to eat. There's a lot of stuff with cheese. Breakfast foods are always the best.
Breakfast is always good no matter what time of day it is.
Yeah. And that's one of the one more reason that Denny's is awesome, because they're open 24/7.
That's right. And they have come in handy many a time in my youth. And if my parents are listening, that's because I was at Bible study till late at night. My parents know better, but yeah.
I would say Denny's has come in handy for me in my adulthood, too.
Yes.
Not just my youth, a late night meal. In this business,
you're
due for a late night meal.
Yeah.
And if it can be breakfast, just as well.
That's right. Those many a late night in radio broadcasting. I did in college. I worked at a station in Kalamazoo and did the overnight shift from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. So Denny's was a good friend.
You can, and if any of our area teams make a deep playoff run, there's a good chance that you and I end up making a late Denny's run coming back from some school somewhere across the state.
Somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And actually, those schools literally in the middle of nowhere do pop up on my way back from Traverse City today.
Oh, yeah?
That I would be driving along and be like, hey, there's a school. Look at that. There it is. It's just nothing but trees and then a school and then 50 miles of trees.
12 minutes back on our clock, 28-0 Western leads, and they'll start the half with the football and a chance to really put this one out of Northwest's reach. Would love to see the Mounties get a stop here and put some points on the board. Let's see if they can't climb back into this one.
It looks like Western's going to go with Thompson, and I believe that's Lewis back there to receive. Evan Thompson.
Javon Lewis has been a bright spot for the Western Panthers.
Chip shot.
That's kind of a chip shot kickoff. Maybe a chance for Northwest to recover. They won't get it, caught in the air, and actually returned pretty well. Western's going to start with the football on their own 42-yard line here in the second half on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. One more chance next Friday, 6 o'clock, our pregame tailgate for you to get qualified for the Art Main Chevrolet 2018 Chevy Equinox. We're going to give that vehicle away, a 2-year lease for some lucky winner. We've been getting folks signed up for a while now.
Yes.
And it's getting close to time to make somebody a winner.
And if you haven't seen this Equinox, you have to come out and check it out. It is just an awesome car.
Shotgun formation for Fortress. Ferris in motion. He takes the give. Jet sweep over to the left side. He's hit and taken down. He'll get about a yard on the carry. They got the spot right on the 45, actually, so they'll give him 3 yards. Second down at 7.
Western quickly back to the line here.
Fortress in the shotgun. Lewis gets the handoff coming from the other side. He'll look to turn it back into the middle, and he battles his way. He's going to be close to a first down. And I think he's got it. Depends on the spot.
Yeah. You've got a better angle at it than me. It looks like he's going
to get it. They're moving the chains. They're giving it to him. No hesitation from the officials. And now the chain gang is pausing. And we're getting some whistles. And I don't know if Okay, they do signal the first down. I don't know what.
He wanted them to change the marker there. Still showed second down.
Yeah, because we had the signal. They moved the chains, but he seemed dissatisfied. I guess that was it, Jason.
Yeah.
First and 10 for Western, now in Northwest Territory at the 47-yard line. Familiar formation, spread out. Fortress in the shotgun. Running back to his left. Ferris goes in motion. Fakes the give. Fortress is going to keep it into the middle, and he's broken that play for a couple of big runs so far. Not on this one, however. He will get about 3 yards. Let's call 4 yards, second down, and 5.5, really. That's a nice run by Fortress. He always seems to get an extra yard or two. That one's going to spot at 43.
Yeah, he's got that big body that enables him to plow forward for a couple extra yards.
He's going to pass on a slant route. A little bit high. Hits the receivers in the hand. Receiver in the hands. He drops it. Elijah Ebong intended on the play. It's third down and a long five for the Panthers. 10:24 to go, third quarter. It's a 28-0 lead for Western. Northwest needs a stop here. And Fortress going to run for it. He'll get close, tripped up, and he rolls forward. We'll see where the spot is, but I think he's going to be about a yard and a half shy.
Yep, they're going to spot him at the 39. It'll be fourth and short, and they're going to go hurry up here.
I expect Fortress to just slam right into the line. There he goes. Left fouls the running back, and he's got the first down, and then some up the sideline to the 20, out of bounds at the 17.
I think that'll do it.
That's going to get you the first down.
Yeah, Fortress just followed the blockers right on through and found himself with a lot of room to run there. And they're going to go back to that no huddle, no hurry type of offense here.
This time the give is to Lewis. Going to the right side, and he'll get about four before contact. Brought down at a pile of Mounties.
Very interesting with a four-point lead to see them go to a little bit of a faster pace, or a four-touchdown lead, rather. Mm-hmm. Go to a little bit faster pace.
Yeah, keeping the pressure on. Two wide receivers stacked to Fortress's right. He's going to pass up the middle. Their legs got tied up. Lewis went down, and we'll get a flag on the play, and it looks like it's going to be pass interference.
Yeah, I think that's just incidental contact, though. I don't know if you can really call pass interference on that play. They just got tied up. Not much you can do there. I think that's one of those where you can call it, but you probably should just let it go. And they're going to
pick it up.
No flag on the play. Pass is incomplete.
Second down and five with 9.5 to go. Third quarter, 28-0, Western lead. What did I say? Seconds? Third down. Third down and five.
Third and five.
Now Western will slow down, huddle up a little bit. Play comes in from the sideline. They break the huddle. Spread formation for Western. Take the snap. Fortress going to run up the left side again. Had some success previously on the drive, and this time he'll scamper into the end zone. Minimal contact. Touchdown, Western Panthers, and that'll set us up 34-0 with an extra point pending. And again, while I won't say Innocencio will definitely make it, the odds are in his
consistent.
Favor.
I think that's what they like to say. He's been very consistent.
Senior Alex Innocencio. Hold is down, kick is up, and that's through. 35-0 with 9:26 to go. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back with a kickoff and see what the Mounties can do on K105.3.
Before you turn your furnace on for the cold season, make sure it's in tip-top shape and ready to go with Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More. Get your furnace clean, tuned up, and feel confident that it's safe for the season. Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More ensures that your furnace is safe and running efficiently, starting at just $89. If you're a Consumers or Semco Energy customer, you'll receive a $50 rebate. Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More. Call Roger or Tina to get on the schedule today. 795-2933. 795-2933.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. 9:26 to go here in the third quarter. 50-50 drawing happening. I didn't buy a ticket, Jason. I'm always bummed when I don't do that when I see it. When I see a crowd like
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center in Spring.
I saw them counting up the totals there. I missed the PA for the official announcement, but I did not buy a ticket either, so I sadly will not be able to partake in the joys of winning the 50-50.
So it's like an old Michigan lottery slogan. You can't win if you don't play.
That's very true.
Western leads 35-0. They're lining up for the kickoff. Boswick deep to receive for Northwest. There's a high end over end kick fielded at the 5. To the 20, turns it right, up to the 30. Got some room on the sideline. We get a flag on the other side of the field. He's close to the 40 before he's pressured out of bounds.
I'm thinking that might be a block in the back there, just based on where that flag came in at.
Boswick on the return, waiting on the details of the penalty flag. Holding against Northwest, and there's a personal foul against Western. It's not exactly offsetting penalties. Are we going to walk off some? This has been a pretty good officiating crew tonight,
yeah.
Jason.
Yeah, let them play when they needed to. Reined him in just a little bit. Now they're moving the ball up.
We haven't seen many bad crews all year, actually. So Northwest will start first and 10 from their own 39 after the penalty.
We're on a running clock. A
couple receivers stacked up on each side of Crowley, and he'll hand off to the back, Elijah Eatman. And he's brought down for a loss. Elijah Eatman.
And you have to wonder, with a team like Northwest, not having the greatest season in the world, but you have a coach who has been around the block a little bit, and you've got a senior quarterback, should be able to read a blitz when it's that obvious coming in, and should have the freedom to change that play at the line of scrimmage if he needs to, because that got stuffed in a hurry.
Two wide receivers left for Crowley out of a shotgun with two backs. And fakes to give to Case. Crowley's going to keep it, and he's hit. Just will stretch it back to the line of scrimmage. Just to bring up third down at 12 yards for Northwest.
Crowley. Little gain on the play. It'll bring up third down for the Mounties.
Cheerleaders putting on a little bit of a tumbling exhibition for the fans on the track. Some impressive tumbling rounds.
Yeah, I think she tumbled too much, though, because she got a little bit dizzy at the end there.
Third down and long. Crowley looking downfield. He's got single coverage. Can he get it far enough for Case? It's up.
Picked off.
And picked up on the tip. Steel Fortress chased down the play, and he's going to turn it back up the field the other way. Brought down by his head. But a big play from Steel Fortress, and you could see he wasn't originally there, but the play got tipped up in the air. Fortress swoops in and able to catch that tip drill style interception. So that gets one of them back that he's thrown so far.
Yeah. Ben Ferris had the tip there, and Fortress just right place at the right time, just snuck in to pick that one off. As the clock continues to roll down to 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter, Western will look to stretch that 35-0 lead.
Western offense hits the field here. And looks like we've got some second teamers on the field.
Yep.
And that's a quarterback change. I think it's Tyler Pape. Sophomore quarterback in.
Yeah, you might as well. You got the running clock. You've got a big lead. Give him a little bit of work.
Handoff on first down went to Andrew Wells. He'll get about five on the play, second and five for Western from their own 43. Pape hands off on second down. Tough yardage there. Gets about four on the play. That time carried by... I missed the number there.
And that is
Gunner Carroll, yeah. According to Polka Patrick and the PA address system. I guess it's just the PA system. PA address is redundant, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Pape will keep it this time on third down and short, and looks like he's got the first down yardage. Move the chains for the Panthers near midfield. They'll spot it just shy of the 50. The 49. Clock ticking down to 5 minutes with a 35-0 Western lead, and Pate gets the first down yardage.
Ball just short midfield, first and 10 for Western.
Four wide receivers for Pape out of the shotgun. In motion, he fakes the give. He's keeping it up the middle. He's going to get about four on the first down play into Mountie territory, spotted at the 46-yard line. Second down and six.
Stop at Mountie.
Pape is a big kid out there, Jason. He physically, stature-wise, if you didn't catch the number and you didn't know, you wouldn't necessarily be able to tell that that wasn't Steel Fortress from a distance. QB option pitches out on second down. They're going to lose about 5 yards.
A little bit of a Bronx cheer here from the Mountie faithful.
back 10 yards back to that original line of scrimmage just inside of the 50-yard line. Back into Western territory, third and long.
The ball sniffing the 50-yard line. Third down for Western.
Pape out of the shotgun, fakes a give. He's keeping it, dives in the line. He's got room to run, and he's going to make a gasp for that first down marker. He's going to come up short by about a half a yard. Fourth down and short yardage for Western. Some personnel change. Are they going to bring in a punt unit?
I believe they are. I mean, it's fourth and short, but you don't really want to rub it in. Steel Fortress coming out now. So
he handles those.
He does handle the punt duties, but he's going to come up to the line here.
Yeah, they're going with a big formation. It looks like Fortress is going to hand it off. Hit and stopped. Big defensive stand there by the Mounties. Well, maybe I'm premature. Look, that official's got a spot that might be close for progress.
I've got a good look at it.
He's short. It's short. Yeah, it's short. Yep. Turnover on downs. Nice defense by the Mounties. As the clock continues to tick away at 2:45 now here in the third, the Mounties will have a chance to put some points up against their rival Western Panthers. They trail 35-0 here in our K105.3 football frenzy. Have fun time talking about the sponsors because we really do appreciate them being on board.
Yeah,
I know the students do. Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More out there in Parma.
Nice area, as Jim Price likes to say.
It is. I like it so much I moved out there. On a long pass at the sideline, chance at the football, and Boswick comes up a little bit short on it. Couldn't quite reel it in, but another nice long deep ball thrown by Crowley.
Yeah, he's good coverage looked good. Too. He's looked very good throwing that football. Northwest quick to the line here.
He's got four wide outs out of a pistol. Back to pass again. Crowley looking left. Guns it. Fired it at Bostwick. It was a little out of his reach. Incomplete. That's going to break up another third down for the Mounties. 10 yards to go to move the chains.
Yeah, that was a cannon. He rocketed that ball.
It was an angry ball.
Yeah. A little bit of frustration being vented there by Crowley. And the well-choreographed coaching staff from the Mountie sideline.
Three wide receivers for Crowley, two was left on third down. And he's got Case open. Case is going to get the first down. Nice run! Able to dodge a couple of tacklers into Western territory. All the way down to the 30-yard line. So it's the first down and then some. And Case, he's a big receiver out
he's
there.
He's a big target.
It's shown he's got good hands. And he didn't look particularly fast, Jason, but elusive is a good word because he ninja'd his way around a couple defenders. And now on first down, it's a run for the Mounties.
But he
they'll grab a couple yards on the play.
He runs routes like a wide receiver. He's built like a tight end. He's elusive like a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he can take out a couple of guys like a tight end as well.
Back to pass again, Crowley. Looking for Case. Nothing there. Now he's chased out of the pocket, rolling right. Looking to fire. Still looking downfield. Now he'll turn it up. He's going to get the first down, and Crowley's got some room to run down to the 10. And he's
stuffed.
Hit.
Ooh, big hit.
His that forward momentum halted immediately. Stood him right up, but not before he moves the chains one more time for Northwest, and this is looking like their best scoring opportunity of the night. Inside the 10-yard line, first and goal.
We'll get a timeout here.
Now the time has run out on our half, Jace, or our quarter. So we'll get our final 12 minutes on the board, the 35-0 running clock going against Northwest, but they put some points. We get back to a regular clock. We'll see. First and goal for the Mounties. Let's take 30 seconds here on the broadcast. We're back with more football on K105.3.
The Beach Bar in Clark Lake, family owned and operated for over 75 years. Three generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup, using locally grown produce and the freshest ingredients possible. Visit BeachBarClarkLake.com and on Facebook. Open Wednesday through Sunday and now featuring daily food and drink specials. The Beach Bar, family owned and operated for over 70 years.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Teams will switch ends on the field, 12 minutes on the clock, and the Mounties working left to right on your radio dial from the Western 9-yard line. Crowley brings the offense to the line. Three wide receivers to his right. Pistol formation. One receiver in motion. He's looking for the slant route.
Got
it's Case a little low. And it sneaks through his hands. Incomplete. Second down and goal.
Almost made a fantastic sliding catch there.
Pass a little low. I mean, on that slant, you like to keep it low, like you said. You want to keep it away from the defender, so if your guy can't catch it, nobody can. Now it's an out route, and chased down and caught, but he goes to the turf to get it. And that's going to only net him about a yard, third down and goal.
A nice little slide step by the sideline marker there.
Third down and goal with 11:17 on the clock. Case lined up.
Oh, wasn't paying attention.
Bad snap.
And Western
fumbled.
Has it.
All the signals saying that the Panthers have it.
Yes, they do.
And now the one that matters also says it.
Yeah, that was just one of those situations where Crowley had his head turned to the sideline, the ball came out, and hit him right in the helmet, unfortunately, and he couldn't fall on it in time.
Coming up on 9 o'clock here on K105.3, WKHM-FM, Brooklyn, Jackson. Say thank you to Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center in Spring Arbor. That looks like a tough workout, Jason. I've worked out with kettlebells a little bit.
Yeah.
But Jamie McKibben has nothing but good things to say about the kettlebell
training.
Yeah. Pape takes off running on first down for the Panthers. And let's see, five different Mounties in on the tackle there at the 12-yard line.
You know, and as we've mentioned a couple times through the broadcast, this is the Hunger Bowl for these two teams, where they collect food for the local food banks and pantries and things of that nature. They just made an announcement that they collected between the two schools over 3,000 pounds of food between the two of them. So congratulations to the Mountie Nation and Panther Nation as well.
Handoff on second down and 6, and nice penetration by the Mountie defense. That's going to be a loss. Third down and let's say 8 yards here for Western. And with Pape in the game at quarterback replacing Steel Fortress, they have not gone to the air yet.
Yeah, and that's to be expected. You know, you've got a big 35-0 lead. The clock's running. You don't really need any more scores. You don't want to rub it in as much as you'd love to in a rivalry game.
I want to see, you get your guy in there, I want to see him throw. Ooh. Test that arm. Look at that hit.
Stuff
that run in the backfield. Big loss, and the Western punting team will get out onto the field. Nice defense by the Mounties. Good stand. After turning the ball over, they're going to see what they can't do to get themselves some field position and another shot at the end zone. Mm-hmm. They've still got 8:45 on the clock, but it's ticking away rapidly.
Fortress back to punt in his own end zone. Just past the goal line there.
Good snap. Gets the kick away.
Good.
It's a high boot. It's going to come down at the 43. And on the return, popped, but he bounced off and was ready to get going again. Too much help there for the Panthers. But the Mounties will start with excellent field position and 8 minutes on the clock.
And this might be their best chance to score here. Very good field position.
They're at the Western 35-yard line.
Have to limit the mistakes here.
You just can't afford to keep, like we said, Jason, it just seemed like every time they had a drive going, it'd be a penalty or some sort of an error, like a bad snap.
Mm-hmm.
Crowley out of the shotgun. He's running around, eluding some defenders. He's going to toss it, and the receiver can't quite turn around and get to it. It's going to fall incomplete. Boswick, the intended on the play.
Yeah, and he got lucky. Heath Heavey on the coverage there. They had a wide receiver being covered by a linebacker, and he did not turn his body or his head at all, and he's lucky he didn't make contact with the receiver. That's another pass interference penalty.
34-14, Michigan Center's taking control of their game of the Grass Lake. That looks like a win for the Cardinals. They'll stay with just one loss in the Cascades Conference. Second down and 10, Northwest. Eating up about 7 yards.
You and
inside
I
the 30 now.
Doing a little bit of math at halftime, talking about Michigan Center. And with a win tonight, it looks like they may have destiny in their hands as far as the conference title goes.
Back to pass on third and 4. Crowley brought down, sacked.
Man, hit hard.
And he hasn't really been sacked tonight, Jason. He's been able to flee the pocket and get a pass away or make something happen, but that one, it was too much for him.
Yeah,
so they get fourth down and about 9.
Yeah, he's been hurried quite a bit. He's been pressured a ton, flushed out of the pocket, more than you'd like to see from your quarterback, but has avoided the beating that you would normally see there.
Now a pass on fourth down, and he's got Case. That's a first down. Big play for the Mounties, and Case again comes up big when they need somebody to come up big. 6 minutes left for the Mounties to try and get on the scoreboard.
And that's not good. Case is a little slow to get up there.
Stays in the game, though. Four wide receivers for Crowley.
Oh, he can't go. Oh, yeah, he fell down immediately.
See Case goes down. Crowley still on his feet, throwing down the sideline, caught and out of bounds. He was past the line of scrimmage.
And we're going to get a... Yeah, there's a flag down on the line of scrimmage.
Maybe a late hit. Personal foul. Yeah, that's going to go against Western. So the hit, tacking on to the end of the play.
That's going to be half the distance there. But the big thing is Case on the opposite side of the field. Came up a little slow on the previous play. Looked like he was favoring an ankle. Ball was snapped. He didn't have that same fire that you like to see, and he immediately went to the turf.
He kind of slow motion just crumbled, and you could tell that it was that bad wheel, and that's what they're working on right now, the trainers on the field. We get the clock stopped at 5:32. Still 35-0 Western, but right now the ball spotted on the 3.5-yard line.
And thank you for supporting Northwest Athletics.
So we'll wait while the trainers work for Mr. Case.
And that young man has been a fantastic player, a junior, 6'2", 220, built like a tight end, but they line him up all over the field. Wide receiver, slot position. He's been in the backfield a couple of times. You really hope he's going to be able to get back out onto the field sooner rather than later. And he seems to be jogging off on his own power. So that's a good sign, and hopefully he can get back into this one.
Maybe something less than an ankle sprain, and maybe, you know, maybe cramping or something. We wish him the best. I feel like the last few years, since I've begun calling sports, when I've been at a Northwest game, I've had to give some kudos to someone with the last name of Case. Darius Case.
Yes.
Was playing varsity sports for several years. The Mountie offense now back on the field. Handoff is to Eatman. He's going to dive forward into the end zone, and Northwest on the scoreboard with a nice play. So with 5:20 to go on our game clock, 35-0 turns into 35-6, and we'll get an extra point from the Mounties. They've been on the cusp of getting the end zone all day, and they've been hurt by mistakes. This time the mistake comes on the Panthers' side in a roughing the passer penalty. Puts Northwest in scoring position, and they finish the job. Eatman will take a dance into the end zone, and now we go for two for the Mounties. Snap bounces its way to the quarterback. Still loose. Eatman finally dives on it. So another bad snap in an important situation for the Mounties. 35-6 is our score with 5:20 to go. Let's take a 30-second break. Get back with a kickoff on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Make your tailgates delicious with Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Donuts, cider, and fresh baked pies are sure to please at any gathering. The cider is flowing and the donuts are hot. The cider barn is open at Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Everyone loves our fresh pressed cider, roasted almonds, and of course, fresh picked apples. Bring the whole family and get lost in our 5-acre maze with over 3 miles of twists and turns. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, located 1/2 mile north of US 12 on Jackson Road.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
5:20 left on our game clock as the Northwest Mounties get into the end zone and score 6. 35 for the Western Panthers. The ball back one more time.
Big lead for Napoleon. 5:55 left in the third. They lead East Jackson 51-14.
Nice to see that East Jackson got in the end zone a couple times, however. It was nice after we did their game last week. I got Andrew Berlin, who had that huge, a punt block, and he caught it in the air and took it in for the touchdown. He was glad to listen to the archived game on WKHM.com. Short kickoff. Dribbles down to the 35, and that's where Western will start their drive.
And another out-of-town score. Michigan Center leads Grass Lake 41-14. 5 minutes to go in the half now, or in the game there. So Michigan Center looks like, if we did our math correctly, they should be the Cascades Conference champions. Assuming we did our math.
Manchester 41-18 over Vandercook Lake at the start of the fourth. Fun season of high school football, and it's just getting good, really.
Yeah.
Looking forward to maybe a nice crossover game and probably a playoff game or two here on K105.3.
Yeah. Also, top of the fourth, Yankees and Astros are scoreless in their game.
Pape hands off on first down. Nice run on first down. Elver midfield pulled down at the 48. But a big play on the first down carry for Western. And Gunner Carroll on the run.
I believe he's got a different number than what we were given as well.
Ball spotted right at midfield, first and 10 for Western.
It's Carroll in motion. They fake the give. Pape keeps it, but he's hit immediately. He's going to lose four on the play. His penetration from the Northwest Mountie defense. Big Brendan Mortimer, listed at 6'7", 300, Jason.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
He walked by me where I was down by the pregame tailgate, and he walked by me, and I just had to say out loud, that is a big kid.
Yeah, they've got a couple of big kids out there right now. You've got Brendan Mortimer out there, and then on the sideline, Jordan McCall, 5'11", 360. So he is NFL ready already.
Pass by Pape. And I don't know if that was miscommunication because that receiver was tied up like he was blocking.
Yeah.
When he was supposed to be running a route.
Yeah, that looked like he was in run block mode there. And that interior for Northwest with their the second team, they're a couple of big boys between Mortimer, who definitely has the height advantage, and Jordan McCall.
Not to mention number 78, Boyd Culver goes 6'4", 250.
Yeah. That is going to be devastating because Culver is a junior. Mortimer is a senior, unfortunately, and then you've also got Jordan McCall, who's a junior as well.
Pape goes to the air, passes into the flat, and dropped. Incomplete. Third down, turns to fourth down and 13. The Western second team offense struggling here. With 4:10 to go, the Mounties will get it back as the Western punt unit comes onto the field.
We've also got a couple of guys who push 225 out there, 235. You have to think in a couple of years this Northwest team is going to be very good.
Bad snap. Fortress is caught in the backfield. Now he'll throw it away, and he does get the pass away. Saved his team about 15 yards. Northwest will get the ball at the Western 46-yard line. So 4 minutes, 4 seconds left. Northwest with another shot at the end zone here. Pretty good field position to take over possession. Out of the shotgun. Crowley back to pass. Another low snap, but he's got time to pick it up, but not much time. Good penetration by the Panther defense, and it looks like that was Carroll who got in there.
And this has just been a situation where the entire game, Northwest has had five, maybe six blockers, and Western has sent seven guys, eight guys consistently.
Crowley back to pass out of the shotgun, looking downfield. He'll get chased out of the pocket. Still looking. Now he'll throw. Intercepted. But we'll see what the flag was.
Pass intercepted.
And if it's against Northwest, which it looks like it is.
That was Wyatt Heavey on the interception.
And I want to correct myself on the previous play. The tackle, Landon Raskowski, was the one who chased Carroll out of the pocket.
The play is an interception with Western having the ball. First and 10 at the 40-yard line.
So Western gets the ball back that quick. 3:29 to go on our game clock.
Elijah Ebong, Steel Fortress, and Wyatt Heavey all with interceptions tonight. So zero TDs, three INTs for Crowley. Not the game he was hoping to have.
Pape in the shotgun, hands off. A little bit of room to run. He'll get about six on the carry. The give is to just about that number, Jason. I think it's Jimmy Anderson.
22, Bogey Brown.
Nope.
Don't have him on the roster.
Well, no wonder I couldn't see him.
That'll do it.
There's your handoff again, and that's going to be close to a first down. We got an ALCS Yankee score update.
Oh, good.
0-0, top of the fourth.
Oh, thankfully.
This update brought to you by Brian Bolenbaugh, K105.3, handling all your marketing solutions.
That's right.
Brian had to get a plug for himself. Call Brian Bolenbaugh, and you could be randomly mentioned during a football game, too. Let's give it. I will. Precise Machine and Tool. That's Brian's client. Got him on board for the game, and we appreciate that. Pape will run ahead for the first down, get the ball into Northwest Mountie territory, and we're closing in on 2 minutes, 2:16.
I'm still mad at Brian for beating me in Madden last year.
Mortimer, number 70, number 79, Jordan McCall.
I think it was a double overtime game, and he beat me by a field goal.
I'm surprised I didn't know about that, because usually that's the kind of thing he would talk to me about.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in it. Especially because he was playing with the Raiders, and I was playing with Pittsburgh. And the very first play he had, I picked him off, and then it was all downhill from there for me.
Sounds like it was a fun game. Three wide for Pape.
Good time.
Oh, is that Fortress back in?
It is Fortress.
He's going to pitch it out. And a tough yardage. They're still on his feet battling. Close to the first down marker, and I think that was Anderson on the carry.
Finally stopped by 32, Baylor Turns.
So nice job by Western. We got second and two. Just inside the Northwest 40-yard line, the 39. 1:27 on our game clock, and it's running. There's another handoff. That's a first down.
Looks like Jordan Herman with that carry that time.
Number 33, Wyatt Heavey.
Excuse me, Wyatt Heavey with the carry.
Number 8, Peters, and number 32.
We have a final. Addison beats Hanover Horton 38-3.
Kearns with the stop for the Mounties.
Student Michigan Center holds the tiebreaking advantage over Addison. And I believe also over Napoleon with the overall record. So a tough snap. Fortress can't reel it in without... He can't reel in the bad snap and elude the Mountie defense. He's tackled. We'll stop the ball again at the 36-yard line. Under a minute to go now. 35-6 Western. We'll win this one. I think they'll have to run one more play.
Yeah.
Now we get a flag on the play. Just let it go.
The dead ball foul offsides. Against Northwest, lining up in the neutral zone.
Hey, So our final 16 seconds ticking away, and Western's going to come out with the offense one more time. It's Academic at this point. Takes a knee. Clock will tick away, and Western will get out of here with a win. 35-6 is our final from Northwest High School. The Panthers walk away with the rivalry win today at the Hunger Bowl, and it's good to know that they did something for the good cause tonight. We'll take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back. We'll get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game update, any out-of-town scores that we have, give you a little bit of setup for our next week broadcast. Again, 35-6, our final at K105.3.
Precise Machine and Tool is proudly celebrating 38 years in business. Precise Machine and Tool is the leader in plastic extrusion tooling with tooling that is 100% manufactured here in Michigan. They offer in-house design capabilities for fixture and tooling needs that meet each customer's specifications. The design service provided reduces the customer's design demands, responsibility, and cost. Precise Machine and Tool is a proud supporter of Northwest Athletics and would like to wish the Northwest Mounties the best of luck as they take on the Western Panthers. Go Mounties!
Before you turn your furnace on for the cold season, make sure it's in tip-top shape and ready to go with Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More. Get your furnace clean, tuned up, and feel confident that it's safe for the season. Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More ensures that your furnace is safe and running efficiently, starting at just $89. If you're a Consumers or Semco Energy customer, you'll receive a $50 rebate. Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More. Call Roger or Tina to get on the schedule today. 795-2933. 795-2933.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center in Spring Arbor has four athletes competing for Team USA in Seoul, Korea this November.
Hi, this is Rhonda from Kettlebell Hotspot, and I would like to congratulate my athletes who are traveling to Seoul, Korea this November. Richard Morton, Joanne Warden, Barb Hutchison, and Marlena Klimkevich.
For details on the most amazing and effective workout you'll ever participate in, go to kettlebellhotspot.com or stop in and check out a class in the Spring Arbor Village Crossing. Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional strength begins. Stop in this month for $5 drop-in sessions.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the post game here. And, you know, Jason, we should have been talking about who our Subway Player of the Game was going to be. Normally...
This one was a gimme, though.
I don't think so.
Someone from Northwest.
It's someone from Northwest.
It's someone from Northwest. Really, anybody from Northwest. Take your pick.
For the player of the game? You mean Western?
Or from Western, yeah.
I'll tell you, because a lot of times we would hand it over to Steel Fortress. He's the focal point of the offense. He does it with his legs. He does it through the air. And he plays the defense. And I was actually not even considering him with the two interceptions, but he did make that one interception that was actually probably the most impressive play of the night defensively. However, to buck the trend, give someone else a chance, I vote for Javon Lewis.
You know, actually, he was who I was going to say was Javon Lewis.
Oh, okay.
He had a 16-yard touchdown catch there. Played a fantastic game from that wide receiver slot position. Had a couple of really big runs that set up a couple of scores. So just because he wasn't in the end zone consistently doesn't mean he didn't have an amazing game. And he was rewarded at least once for his efforts. Javon Lewis, the Subway Player of the Game, and I think it's you have to go with Javon. He had a fantastic game.
Yeah, and it's an eye test thing. We're not keeping it's two-man operation up here, so we don't have a statistician who can give us every single detail, but just for the eye test for us, Lewis was dynamic on the field tonight. He really made Steel Fortress look better and, you know, frees up to have a guy like that the defense has to watch. It gives Steel Fortress takes a little pressure off of him too.
Yeah.
So tonight, Javon Lewis, our player of the game.
Either that or that little toddler that's out on the field running around right now. I want him to be the player of the game.
He's the future of Northwest football right now. You can see him.
He's moving, too.
He's at the 35, 6, 7.
He's got what, like a 15.540? Let's time him.
Oh, now he got distracted. Something shiny. Anyway, yep. looks like Michigan Center is going to get away with a win. I don't think that's a final yet. However, oh, there you go. Look at that. It looks like it is indeed a final. 41-14 looks like our game there. So Michigan Center will hold on to win. As you said before, Addison won. So, and Napoleon will get the win. So all three of those teams stay with one loss in the Cascades Conference. However, as we laid out, and this is my understanding of it, if there's some other foible within the selection, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what I know, that the overall record and the head-to-head are the tiebreakers. So Napoleon's got a second loss. It came outside of the conference, but they have two losses. Michigan Center has
just
the one loss, and they hold a tiebreaker over Addison because they beat them. So it would look like Michigan Center will be our game next week at Michigan Center, with Reading as my expectation. We'll double check all that, and we'll get it by the higher ups. But that's what it's looking like. So another chance to go out to Michigan Center and watch that high octane Cardinal offense.
Yes, and hopefully it will be a little bit cooler in the press box.
You would
it's
think.
It's been sweltering the last couple of times.
You would
been
think
there.
That's the case. So, again, Western 35-6 winners over Northwest tonight. Victorious Panthers, they will move to 5-3 on the season, with a chance to get to that magic number 6 next week at home against Dexter. Meanwhile, Northwest falls to 1-7 now on the season, 0-7 in the league. And they will finish out their season next week here against Leslie. So that will wrap it up. Thank you to our sponsors, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, for our halftime report, Denny's.com, Penn Chiropractic, County National Bank. And, of course, one more chance next week to sign up for the two-year, 20,000-mile lease on a 2018 Chevy Equinox, courtesy of Art Main Chevrolet.
Awesome folks over at Art Main.
Any last-minute words, Jason?
Looking forward to next week's crossover game, and congratulations to Addison, Napoleon, and Michigan Center for their Cascades Conference three-way tie.
Yeah, it's a fun league to watch. Top-heavy, I would say, amongst those three teams, but Grass Lake has given us some fun this year, and we got to see. We haven't seen Addison, so one team we didn't get to see this year, so perhaps we can bump into them at some time in the playoffs. So there's a lot to look forward to still.
Absolutely.
In high school football. So we will wrap it up here and talk to you, it looks like, Thursday next week on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Football Frenzy and the Game of the Week is a Jackson Radio Works presentation and has been brought to you by Art Main Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, The Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, Penn Chiropractic, County National Bank, Tri-County Water, Subway, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union, Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, and Precise Machine and Tool. Thanks for listening. We now return you to your regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.